礼节美语。
公司总裁 Tim 召集部门经理开会，讨论节能措施。
I know it might sound like an old-fashioned idea, but what about some kind of a carpooling program?
You know, that just might work for a few of our departments. I know a few of the marketing guys live pretty close to each other.
Ah, but now we come to a problem. How do we convince people to sign up for a program that will, at least mildly, inconvenience them?
I have to confess, if you asked me to volunteer, I'd turn you down.
Sure, so would I. So we can't rely on the kindness of people's hearts. We're not bad people, we're just busy people.
Face 建议可以考虑拼车计划。
Carpooling program.
Harry 指出，拼车会给大家带来不便。
Inconvenience them.
问题是如何说服大家加入。
Sign up for something.
是报名参加的意思。
I think I get your point. You're talking about a fundamental motivator. What Henry's saying is that people need an incentive.
Bingo! For the past few years, several companies have been experimenting with paying employees a tiny fee to carpool, use public transport, or cycle. One organization in Florida pays 20 cents a mile.
Huh.I'd consider riding my bicycle if I was getting paid. That's like getting paid to work out.
总裁 Tim 说
I get your point.
我明白你的意思了。Henry 是说要给大家一些好处。
Incentive.
Henry 说
Bingo.
这在口语里很常用，意思是没错，对了 ,Bingo.
Yeah, the company has to consider the fee as an investment in carbon reduction and in workers' health. Less driving means less stress.
It's a very interesting idea, but I think you're right. Without an incentive, it's doomed to failure.
It might seem like a lot of hassle, and in the end, you might only get a few people to change their commuting habits, but just to put it in perspective, here's a fact from planetgreen.com.If every commuter car in the U.S. carried just one more person, the nation would save 8 billion gallons of gas.
It really adds up, doesn't it? Thanks for the tips, Henry. I think we got a lot of food for thought today.
公司要把这笔钱看成是减少废气排放，促进员工健康的投资。总裁 Tim 表示赞同。Henry 说，虽然听上去好像挺麻烦，但是如果美国每辆上班用的车里都多坐一个人的话，美国就能节省80亿加仑的汽油。
It really adds up.